listening to The Kelly Slusher Show with your host, Kelly Slusher.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Oh, hello? Congratulations! You just won a free cruise!
What? No way!
That's right, a free cruise! Incredibly free! Are you sure there's no catch? Would we lie to you, lady? This is absolutely 100% free! No hidden costs! Oh wow, I just feel so... Oh my gosh, I'm so excited! I get a free cruise! Absolutely free cruise! We're just gonna need your credit card number!
Oh wait, why would you need my credit card number? I thought it was absolutely free.
It's absolutely free! We just need $16.95 to secure your spot!
Okay, that makes no sense. What do you mean? I thought it was free.
Secure your spot now, before the deal ends in 5 minutes.
One, two,
look, fake lady,
three,
this isn't free!
Four,
this is a complete
five,
scam!
Six...
Hey, welcome to my podcast. Welcome back. Or if you're new here, thank you so much for joining me. That was a sketch, fake ad. No, not an ad. It was a fake commercial that I... No, it was a sketch because it was about, you know, I actually got that phone call about somebody, you know, the scam calls. This one was like a free cruise, but it wasn't free because they wanted money. So I didn't quite understand it. Anyway, I made that a while back. I think that I'm going to be doing a lot more of this episode. I'm going to feature some of my sketches that I have. You know, I've got a bunch of stuff. But okay, so I'm going through a little hard time right now involving my dad. This is my sad time. My sadness time. I got some not good news the other day, so... My dad doesn't have a lot of time left, so this is, you know, we don't know what, when, and all that stuff, but anyway, so I've never been so sad in my life. I was sad when my grandma passed away, but it's not the vibe from, like, I love my show because it's really about, like, bringing, I don't know, good vibes and jokes to the world, and so But I want to keep my podcast going as much as I can. So I figured I would throw this together and just for consistency and to kind of keep making a show. Because I don't know what's going to happen to my energy once things really happen. So, but anyway, so I've been really sad. And grief is heavy. It makes you really tired. And I'm a really active person, if you know me. I'm always doing something. I've got 10 projects going. I go, 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 go. But I literally, like, just have been sitting and, like, watching videos and not doing a lot. And that's not normal for me. That in itself is kind of making me feel depressed. But the energy, you need energy to do stuff. Like, it takes your energy. So it's been heavy. But anyway, not to be a downer, but that's, you know, if you don't hear from me after this one for a little while, that's what's going on. And I will come back because I love this podcast and I also have what I want to do with it. So I keep making these little podcasts, 30-minute podcasts, and knowing that this thing is going to be something, eventually it's going to be something even more than this. But for now, this is some very small, you know, thing that I'm doing to know I'm going to be growing it to something else eventually. Anyway, okay, have you ever noticed that, like, hip-hop songs, they don't know how to end their songs? I've noticed this, like, a lot of hip-hop songs, and I do like hip-hop. I mean, I've got choice, very picky about what I listen to, but I love beats a lot, and matter of fact... little side note, I started another side project, which is I'm doing this Indietronica band, and I will be revealing more of that as it's such in the beginning stages, I don't want to talk about it until I'm actually doing, but I have songs and stuff, but I love it, absolutely love. Anyway, it's very beat heavy with, it kind of reminds me of Stereolab meets Broadcast, meets my own Kelly Slusher style. So it's lovely and I'm very into it. That's all I'll say, but I'll kind of, you know, as it grows, I'll share it with you guys and I'll let you know the name and all that stuff. I have a name. I just don't want to talk about it until I actually have things concrete, you know, where I'm actually releasing the songs, and then I'm, you know, it's on all the places. So that's something I'm really excited about. I'm still doing my other solo stuff, Kelly Slusher songs, but this is just different. So anyway, back to the hip hop. They never seem to know how to end their songs, because they'll just like, not always. I'm really into epic endings. Like, that's one of my favorite things about songwriting is the ending. The intros, I'm okay with intros. I just go to start the song. Some people like these like long intros. I'm like, start the song and end the song. I don't have long songs, but the endings, man, that's when you can just really like it, because it's a wrap up of the song. So I'm really into endings and the epic part of that and what you can do with that. And one of my favorite songs is by this band called The Field Mice. And oh my gosh, don't tell me I can't remember the name. Anyway, I can't remember the name right now. Sensitive. It's called Sensitive. And the ending is epic. It's epic. It just, oh my gosh. It's like, it has everything that I want in an ending. And I love the Field Mice. They're one of my, they're, you know, an old indie. I would call them the classic indie from, I think, 90s, you know. And they were on Sarah Records. Anyway, back to the hip hop. Back to the hip hop. So there, now I don't listen to so much hip hop that I would know anything more than this. But what I've noticed is it seems like they don't like the ending. Just it'll be the drum machine just kind of ending. Starts with the drum machine, ends with the drum machine. And, you know, okay. So then I was thinking, well, what if they started putting an ending to it? Like some of the songs that they don't know how really what to do with the end. They just let the song end. And to them, that's probably not important to them. As a songwriter, it's something I have noticed. But what I'm thinking, what if they did this? Okay, there's an ending. So it's like hip hop. It's like, cha, do 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 cha, ba da ba da ba, ba da ba da ba da ba, ba da ba da ba, ba da ba da ba da ba. And then the song ends, do cha, do 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 cha, do cha, do 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 cha, dun 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 dun. Especially if it's like, so especially, I don't know what that ending, dun, 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 if it's a Muppet thing, I think it's a Sesame Street thing. I can't remember. I've been trying to look it up. Like, how do I find that ending and start, you know, anyway, so it works with everything. Like an Elliott Smith song, you know, people you had before that you don't want around anymore. You push and shove and don't bend to your will. Oh, keep them still. Dun 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 dun. It ruins every song. It'll make any song into the Muppet Show. They make it really serious, you know. Like sometimes it's probably because, like, you know, I am going through grief, and grief is so hard, but sometimes you just really need to laugh, you know, and it's like, oh, that's such a sad song, and then dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I don't know. What do you guys think of that? I think it's really epic. And it's been my little joke to myself when I'm listening to music that doesn't seem to have a good ending. I'm like, oh, they need the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And it would take the cool out. It would just take all their, anything cool, it will ruin anything cool. Okay, this is going to be the kind of day where I'm just going to go here. I'm going to keep going with things. I have so much material that I just write all the, like, I'll think of something and then I'll get out my phone. I'll like put it in my notes. Like, okay, that'd be funny. But sometimes I write things and I'm like, what does that mean? I don't even know what it means, but it'll be something really funny. And I'm like, oh, I got to talk. Oh, that'd be great for the story. That'd be something great to talk about in my podcast. And it goes on and on. And it gets to this point where I can't even, I got to organize it a little bit better. Oh, a screaming punk teenager emo band screaming how mad they are at their mom. Okay, that was something I wrote. Because I thought that was funny. Like, you see these like teenage guy bands. And they're like these screamy emo and they're just so mad. And these little teenager guys, I'm like, yeah, they're screaming because they're actually mad at their mom. They're screaming at their mom. I have a friend who is an older lady. She's kind of like my mom. She's a different mom, but she's kind of similar. I guess similar age as my mom. And she has a really short hair do. And she's got this little part on her hair, parts on top. It's like short. And then she's got like about five or six hairs that all like stick out.
So it's like this extra hairs, and it looks like it's orderly chaos, you know? And so one day I was like, what is this little piece here? She goes, that's my attitude. Oh, so funny. She used to say, I put something on Instagram, a little photo, but she's the same one. She's a quilter. And she had this mug in her quilting room that says, F off, I'm quilting. I'm like, that's her attitude. So funny. She's got her little attitude. And then the other day I overheard someone on the phone and they were like, oh, you're so silly, you little goose noodle. Did I hear that right? Did you just call someone a goose noodle? I like that. And then I'm just going to riff for you guys. I'm just going to keep going here because the sorrow and the grief, I don't want to talk about my life. I don't want to talk about what's going on. I gave you a little bit of hint, but it's not fun. So I want to keep it fun. There was this little meme. So I'm titling this episode Purse Dirt, which comes from a meme. I can't seem to find it, but it was something about, it was something my sister shared and on Facebook, and it said something about, you remember when you were a kid and your mom would hand you a stick of gum and it tastes like purse dirt? And it was something else and purse dirt, but I can't find the meme. I thought that was so funny because, like, when you're a kid, your mom, I remember being in church and being like hungry. Oh man, we'd have to sit in the, I don't know why they made the kids sit and listen to the preacher. It's completely irrelevant to me because as a kid, I had no life experience to understand what this dude's preaching about. So I would just, my imagination would go wild and like I would sit there and then I would have like some like absurd thought about the preacher. And I was like, oh no. And then I was like, imagining what if why would I think this? But like, I was young enough to like worry that this was a real thing, that there would be like, they could see my thoughts. So like a bubble would pop up like a cartoon and they could see what I just thought about the something really making fun of the preacher in my head. And I was like, oh no. But, so why did I bring that up? Church. Oh, purse dirt. So you get hungry. I'm like, mom, you know, I'm hungry. And then she'd reach into her purse and find like a half already, because she always gives us like the half, and she'd give you like the half. And it always had a little bit of something on it from her purse, dirt. Anyway, so I think that's hilarious that other people have that experience, because it's moms, right? Here, have a stick of gum and it tastes like purse dirt. My sister put that up and my mom got really upset. She took it personal. It's not personal at all. It's just being a mom and kids. Okay, so Phil. The name Phil is so funny. Phil. Oh, my name's Phil. When you have like longer names and you abbreviate them, like what was it? Phil. So there's Phil. What was the other one? Bob. Robert. Why would you call yourself Bob? Like the choices that people make with their longer names. There's some really good ones, but then there's like some people like, oh, I was thinking if your name's Rich. And you'd be like, your name is Richard, but you go by Rich. Are they all Rich or something? Because they're all like, hi, I'm Rich. They're always like confirming that they're rich. I bet, are there any poor riches? Hey, I'm going to do a study. Are there any down and out poor riches? Because how can you be rich and poor at the same time? Phil, but I was like thinking of the name Phil. Phil Collins, Phil Donahue, Dr. Phil. I don't know why that's relevant, and I might just edit that out because I don't, that has no legs and it's going nowhere. It has no beginning and no end, and it goes nowhere. And I was thinking, okay, out of pocket. Oh, you have to pay out of pocket. Everyone, who puts their money in their pocket? Shouldn't it be, I have to pay out of wallet? Yeah, your insurance company. Yeah, well, you're going to have to pay out of wallet on that one. So that makes more sense. And so if I get told that, well, you need to pay out of pocket, I would say, I don't have pockets in all my clothes. I love pockets, by the way. If I get an outfit, don't realize it had pockets, I will jump for joy. If I bought this dress last year, and it's super cute, just a little, simple little black dress, and took it home and then realized it had pockets, I was like, no way! Pockets are so helpful, but not every clothes have pockets. So you can't really say you're paying out of pocket, because what if you don't have pockets that day? You know, does this mean I have to wear jeans all the time? Do I always have to have a pocket? Because I'm not, you know, like, I'm sorry. Or if you're like, you know, let's say you have a doctor's appointment. Oh, sorry, you have to pay this percentage out of pocket. And you just like open your pockets like, sorry, nothing's in the pockets.
Oh, you mean the wallet and the... See, I don't... Could it be I pay out of my purse? You pay out... Women pay out of their purse. Men pay out of their wallets. Most men have pockets. I would say that the relationship of pockets is something that's very much a man thing because they can't wear purses. If I were a guy, I'd have a really hard time with not having a bag with me. How do they do it? How do they have their keys and their... I know fellas listen to this. How do you have your keys and your wallet, anything else you need, just in your pockets? It would drive me crazy. I would not be able to deal with that. Of course, I'm the kind of person... You will always see me with my purse. You will always see me. Right now, I have this purse that I've been carrying around for like, man, I'm going on like a year. I might even have to say it's pushing maybe more than a year. It's held up. It's this perfect purse that holds everything, and it's little. So I'm like, please don't ever go away, purse. And if I've got to find something similar, because I always like the purses that go around my body, because I lived in like hard places where like you never have a dangling purse, you never have one, and I learned my lesson. I don't have a purse unless I'm going out and I know what I'm doing. But generally, I won't like have a purse that just goes into your hands because I've left those at places. So it has to like be attached to my body. So I've watched someone get their purse stolen, and I was in Oakland. I was there across the street, and this lady started screaming, and I was like, yeah, you always want to, don't dangle that shit. Don't dangle. You guys are a bunch of chocolate chumps. I like chocolate chumps. See, it's not, that doesn't have any context, but I'm reading to you some of the things that chocolate chumps instead of chocolate chips. I'm like, oh, I'm a peasant, you know, the peasant joke. I was telling someone, they didn't think it was very funny. I'm like, oh, look, I'm like the modern day peasant. I'm like, you're not a peasant. I'm like, no, kinda. I'm happy when all my bills are paid, and you know, I'm like, oh, look, I have a little bit extra. Well, that goes into my savings account. You know, it's like everyone now, like the other day, I like rolled up to the gas station and I did a half a tank of gas. And I drove away. I was like, I'm feeling fancy. Someone's fancy. Someone's got a half a tank of gas. Someone's fancy. It's just like driving, like, yeah, high roller here. I got a half a tank of gas. I'm fancy. I know. You're envying me. I can tell. So I laugh at that, and then I have some customers that I work for, and they get this knock on the door, and it's the FedEx guy. He's like, I've got three boxes of alcohol for you. And I was like, ooh, really? You got three boxes? You got parties? Like, no, it's the latest Mary Edwards Wine Spring Collection. I was like, wow, why don't I know what that life is like? What would that be like? I'm gonna, you know, stock up for the season. I got Mary Edwards Spring Collection. I mean, you know, I'd have never lived that way. That'd be cool. I love them though. Don't get me wrong. That was John, who is like the dad that I love John. he's like a dad. He's like dad in a different universe, because I would have been such a different person had he actually been my dad. Okay, here's another thing. I killed a fly. There's a stupid fly. I couldn't believe, like, where did this fly come from? This is crap. You know, when there's like, you're like hanging out, you're chilling down, you just want to chill, and suddenly there's like stupid fly, and you're just like, oh my gosh. So I can kill fly. Like, don't mess with me, because flies, you stand nothing compared to how well I can kill you flies, you know? So I was like, okay, you're going down. It's not going to be a long day for you, because you need to get out of here. Sometimes I'll open the door and see if they'll fly out, but I've had that happen before and more flies fly in. So that never seems to work. So I annihilate it. And I thought to myself, I'm a human fly swatter. And then I started thinking, what if you were like on a date with someone and you're like, yeah, I'm a human fly swatter. And I'd be like, really? Yeah, human. I'm really good at killing flies. I'm a human fly swatter. You got like flies all over, dead flies all over you. You can do it with your whole body. It's really great. Oh. Okay, sometimes I record my podcast and I delete it. I'm sorry that I do that because I know gold. I know there's some like gold nugs in there, but it's because I don't want to. Let's say I'll have waited too long and I'm like, oh, I have to edit that and just re-record it. So sometimes I think I say stuff and don't. That's not good. I gotta stop doing that. My truck has oxidated paint on the top of it. And so I feel kindred spirits to other people who drive by with oxidated paint. So I'm like, what's up? Oh, I think I told this, but I'm going to tell it. I don't know if I said this, but I'm going to say it again. What if oxidated paint became the new cool thing? Kind of like the ripped jeans. Like ripped jeans. You know, like, oh, yeah. You know, you'd be the cool, like, yeah, yeah. My, you know, the car wraps. If you know about those wraps, it's like the... people will get their car. It looks like they have thicker paint, so it's a wrap car. So it's like a technique people do, especially down in Roseville. Like it's a thing. It's not good enough that I have this. Actually, it will make your paint last longer, so I think it's not a bad idea. But what if they made your car oxidated? Because one time I ordered a rug from Amazon. And I guess I didn't. It was just a rug. I didn't think too much of it. I was like, oh, I'll just get that. It came and it was like, it looked used. It looked like worn, but it was. And it was new, but it was made to look worn. Why would you do that? And to me, I'm like, this is BS. And I was like, I hate this, but I kept it. Same idea. You know, like the ripped jeans or like weathered. You know, I like the crackled look on my furniture. I get the furniture and then I weather it. I like to make it look old. I like all my new stuff to look old. Why? Why? What is that? What is that? Is it because you're way into antiques? Maybe, but I can't figure it out. So, okay, I'm gonna, oh, here's something. When I was a kid, me and my little brother, we were at some friend's house and this other kid, we were so protected and naive. We were super naive to the world. We could barely watch television. So we, you know, which isn't a bad thing, but we were very isolated. I would say we could see some shows, but it was very monitored by my parents, my mom mainly. This kid was like, Hey, I flipped him off. And my brother's like, you flipped him off what? He didn't know what that meant. You're full of beans. Business lamb, for all your lamb related business. Not a bad idea, because he is the one that you need to talk to if you have any questions regarding lamb. The business lamb. Business lamb. Not a bad idea. So when I was, many years ago, I did the business lamb. I used to draw this little puffy little guy with like human looking eyes with a smile and a little tie, and he was the business lamb, and I would just like show people, look, it's the business lamb. Like, what is that? I'm like, this is who you contact for all your lamb related business. I don't eat lamb, and I'm doing this new diet. I'm always trying to do something to eat what feels right for my body. And anyway, I'm really digging it. It's the blood type diet. And one of the things you're supposed to eat is lamb. I don't eat lamb. I've offended people. I don't eat babies. What about veal? I don't eat babies. Not even my dad. I remember my dad saying that. He's like, when he found out what veal was, he's like, I don't eat veal. I know. I mean, the whole thing of meat is hard because they all, I don't know. But I don't eat lamb. Don't offer it to me and don't get mad when I don't want to eat it. Oh, what about turducken? Okay, turducken. Do you know what turducken is? Turkey, duck, chicken. Wrapped in one, they take the turkey, gut it, take the duck, put the duck in there, then they take a chicken, and then they take that and they sew it up, put it in the oven, bake it for a million years. Comes out turkey, duck, chicken, a turducken. For my lovely day, let's say if I ever get married or anything like that, I will not be requesting turducken, but it would be kind of funny. We're going to have turducken, and for the wedding cake, it's going to be a turducken wedding cake. It's going to be a cake, but inside that cake, it's going to be, what would it be? Some cookies. No, the cookies would be the bottom, so it'd be a cake. And then I'm going to put a pie, and then inside of the pie, it's going to be cookies. So it's a cake. It's a, it wouldn't be turducken. It would be more of a, kapaiko. It's a kapaiko. That's my new invention. It's a cake with a pie with cookies inside. It is amazing. And it really pairs well with my turducken. Okay, I'm gonna go now. It's been my half an hour. And I'm gonna leave you with another sketch, because that's what we're doing right now. Oh, can I just say this? Everyone's now doing the croissant joke. I was doing croissant. Hi, can I get a coffee and a croissant? And that was like my joke for years, and now I'm seeing it everywhere. In fact, I have, oh, maybe I can find it.
Hi, can I help you?
Okay, so this next sketch I'm gonna play for you, I found the same. No, I was just scrolling on Instagram and someone had taken very closely to what I had, I'm gonna say they took it, but maybe there's this big pot of humor and jokes. Music's kind of the same, where somebody takes the jokes and it's all kind of shared or something in another realm. Because how did they get the exact same croissant? Okay, I'm gonna play this for you and I'm gonna go. And I will, hopefully I will be continuing to do these in the next few weeks or next week. And if you don't hear from me, please come back, listen to my replays. It just means that I'm going through my sad time, my sadness time. So I love you guys. Thanks for listening. And I look forward to the future of what this show is going to be. All right, let's listen to my croissant sketch. Bye-bye.
Hi, can I help you? Yes, I would like a decaf latte, and I would like a side of, do you have a little extra butter that I could have on with my latte? And then, I want to get, let's see, what do you have in the pastry case? Oh, can I get that croissant? Yes, is that for here to go? Can I get that, for here / to go? Like, can you put everything in to go, but have it for me for here? And then I'm gonna throw everything away. Hi, can I help you? How you doing? Can I get my, do y'all guys got any coffee, just a regular coffee? I want regular coffee. Would you like any cream in that? I'd like a little bit of that half and half. Okay, anything else? Yes, can I get a, what you got? You got some donuts? Can I get a baker's dozen of those donuts? Can you, oh, I want those ones with the extra sprinkles on it. And then, let's see, what else you got down here? Okay, can I get a croissant? That's gonna be y'all for me. Okay, that'll be $17.50. Do you want that for here to go? Oh, I'll have that for here. I mean all that. Hi, can I help you? Yeah, I want to get a, let's see, can I get a decaf soy latte? We don't have soy milk. Can I get a decaf oat milk latte? Why, certainly. Anything else? Yes, can I get a croissant? Is that for here to go? Oh, can I get that for to go? Okay, thank you.